From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk.
Workers who help bring Disneyland's beloved characters to life are looking to unionize. Labor organizers announced the campaign Tuesday, saying performers want better safety conditions and scheduling policies to help them keep the magic alive for visitors. While most of the more than 35,000 workers at the Disneyland Resort in Southern California already have labor unions, about 1,700 performers in parades, character actors, and support staff do not. Thousands of U.S. ride-hailing workers plan to park their cars and picket at major U.S. airports today in what organizers say is their largest strike yet and a drive for better pay and benefits. Uber and Lyft drivers plan day-long strikes in about 10 U.S. cities. Drivers also plan to hold midday demonstrations at airports in those cities, including Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa. Uber said Tuesday it doesn't expect the strike to have much impact on its operations on Valentine's Day.
Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka Police Department's canine Yeti will receive a bullet and stab protective vest thanks to a charitable donation from a nonprofit group, Vested Interest in Canines. The vest will be embroidered with the sentiment in memory of canine Hobbs, Des Moines, Iowa. Delivery expected within 8 to 10 weeks. Vested Interest in Canines, established in 2009, a nonprofit whose mission is to provide bullet and stab protective vests and other assistance to dogs of law enforcement. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.